Hey ladies, welcome back to the show. On our episode today, we are going to explore and talk about this idea of showing up for yourself, even when you don't want to. In any journey that you're on, whether it's your personal growth, it's health, wellness, self-care, relationships, financial, whatever goal you are trying to work towards right now, there are always going to be these moments when the last thing that you feel like doing is showing up for yourself and keeping that commitment that you've made for yourself. And that's normal. Whether it's you're facing some kind of challenge that you're scared about, or maybe you feel like you're just in a time where you're really having a hard time seeing what the goal is because there's just so many other things happening. Or maybe you're just in this place that you're so stricken with fear that it's hard for you to move forward. All of these moments can seem really overwhelming, but it's in these moments when you feel this resistance that your commitment to what it is you desire is truly tested. And so embracing this idea and trying to figure out ways to show up for yourself despite feeling resistant, despite not wanting to do it. Welcome to the Whole Health Empowerment Project podcast. This show is for women over 40 who are trying to create balance in their life when it comes to food, body, self-care, and wellness. You struggle to put yourself first, to maintain consistency when something isn't perfect, or maybe you feel like you don't have enough time or willpower to achieve the goals you desire. I'm your host, Trisha Stefankowitz, registered dietitian, nutritionist. I've worked with women like you achieve their goals by focusing on the next best step, no matter how messy, and meeting you where you are right now. In this show, you'll learn practical information, actionable strategies, and mindset tweaks so that you can feel healthier, more comfortable in your body, and make choices that work for your life. Come join me in failing forward one imperfect step at a time into the journey of health, wellness, and self-care. Welcome to your new project. And so embracing this idea and trying to figure out ways to show up for yourself despite feeling resistant, despite not wanting to do it, can be something that really transforms our lives. And it's a skill that for many of us, maybe we learned it when it comes to academics or sports or something else. But a lot of times I feel like as we get older and we have families and we have children and we have parents that we're taking care of, somewhere along that way, whether it was a message that we received along that way, this idea that we put everyone first and that the commitment that we have for ourselves is what's normal, I think this is where we really start to challenge that idea. And so today we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how do you show up for yourself and keep that commitment to yourself when there's all these other things, whether it's feelings that you have, fears that you have, whether it's an environment that you're in. Maybe you're just in a place in your life where it feels like so daunting to be able to show up for yourself. That's what we're going to talk about, how to cultivate this skill of showing up for yourself, even when you don't want to, and how that will benefit you. When we're on this journey into making new changes and forming new habits in our life, there can be this resistance that comes up at different periods. There's going to be times when it's really easy for you to do the thing that you're working on, and then there's times where you're going to meet some resistance. That resistance can be from a multitude of things, including you might be scared, you might be overwhelmed, you may have some self-doubt, discomfort. You may have a voice in your head that tells you that you can't do it, that you're not good enough, and that the task ahead is too much. And you're going to have this temptation to procrastinate or avoid doing or confronting or doing the thing that's actually going to get you to your goal. It can look like different things. It can look like maybe you have a plan that you're going to exercise but you spent all day on social media and you took all that time and you were feeling overwhelmed. And so you didn't really want to confront it. So you were on social media instead, and then only to find yourself at the end of the day, looking back and being like, oh my gosh, I was too busy. I wasn't able to exercise. that's a situation that I found myself in recently where I had put as a goal that I wanted to make sure that I exercise. It's been an intention that I've been working on. And that's exactly what happened. I felt very overwhelmed that I almost didn't know what to do. And so as the day went by, I found myself scrolling social media, disconnecting from the very thing that I needed to do. And so as it got later and later, I still hadn't exercised, and I know me that I need to do it first thing in the morning or it doesn't get done. And now all of a sudden it's 8 o'clock at night. And then I have to make the choice of like, okay, you made this commitment to yourself. Are you going to do it? Or are you just going to tell yourself that you were really busy and that you just couldn't do it? And I've done both before. But this particular day, I was able to push through it and be like, okay, you've made this commitment. You're going to do it. Did I like that I was doing it at 8 o'clock at night? Not at all, when I could have done it at 8 o'clock in the morning. But when I got done doing that exercise, I felt really proud of myself. And I felt like I was really happy that I had done it, that I pushed through it. And so I think we all have these periods, and it doesn't have to do with exercise. It could be like, it could be showing up for you that maybe you've had a really hard day at work and you've made this commitment and this goal that you really want to eat a certain way, or you want to eat a certain amount of nutrients or a certain meal pattern. But then at the end of the day, somehow you have now had a bad day and you've had stressors, and that goal doesn't seem as important to you. So now all of a sudden it's like, hey, even though I had that goal, maybe I don't really want that goal anymore because I feel too stressed and I want to disconnect from myself. And so we all have these periods on any journey that we're on where it's going to feel hard. And I want you to know first off that it's, when we talk about showing up for yourself, it's going to feel like it's hard sometimes. I think this is what we say, like that we're like relying on motivation. So we're waiting to feel motivated. Showing up for yourself is something that is a skill that's acquired over time, that is a promise that we make to ourselves to prioritize ourselves and prioritize our well-being, our growth, and whatever goals we're trying to achieve. Having this idea of committing to yourself is about showing up consistently, even when it's difficult, even when it's uncomfortable. When we truly commit to ourselves and we acknowledge that this thing is important to us and that we're worthy of it, there's a lot of potential there to achieve our goals. And there's just a lot of inherent potential for growth to begin with. It allows us to recognize, when we make this commitment to ourselves, it allows us to recognize that we are deserving of the time and the effort that we're making towards ourselves. And we are deserving of that dedication that's required to pursue whatever it is that we are dreaming to do. And learning to show up for yourself, again, is maybe something that's not going to come natural to you when it comes to your health, wellness, and self-care goals. But this is where, even when you don't feel like it, when you show up for yourself or do the thing that you don't want to do, this allows you to become stronger and it allows you to keep going. It creates this resilience and it allows you, and I think also it creates motivation, because in the face of not wanting to do it, you continue to do it, and it just continues you on that journey of moving forward when maybe in the past you would just give up. So today, this is what we're going to talk about, how we can do that for ourselves, how we can show up for ourselves in times when we don't really feel like doing it. And that knowing that over time, you're going to be in periods where it's going to feel tough and that you're not going to want to show up for yourself. But if you're able to stick with it, then you're going to help create the very foundation that you need in order to make the habits that you're trying to achieve last. So some strategies, I think, first are to know that learning to show up for yourself is something that is a skill that needs to be practiced, that it's something that's very intentional. I don't believe that we just show up for ourselves just because we show up for ourselves. I think that there's probably things that we've done so much that have become important to us that it's very easy that we show up for ourselves. But maybe when we're starting something that's new, it might feel like that's a really hard thing to do. And so where do you start with that? Where do you start with that process of showing up for yourself? something that if you're not in a place that you have that awareness or that you don't have that compassion, that self-compassion or worth yet, how do you be intentional with the action of showing up for yourself? One of the things is to reflect on what it is you need, that you take this time to reflect on what values, what your goals are, and what truly matters to you. Because it doesn't matter what anyone else wants or desires. What's going to keep you showing up for yourself is if you're able to really tap into what matters to you. Once you understand that, then you're able to understand what your needs are, what your desires are, and then that's going to make it easier to show up for yourself. And so this is going to require you to take a couple minutes today or tomorrow or this weekend. I'm saying just even 5 minutes in a day of maybe 12 waking hours, probably more than that, just to take 5 minutes for yourself to be still and to be quiet and to reflect on what is important to you. And you need to kind of get to this point so that you can figure out really what the like why is, like why this is important to you, so that you can connect with that in times when inevitably it's going to feel hard. It's that thing that's going to keep you going when you don't want to do it. So today, try to take 5 minutes out of your day to reflect on what it is that you desire, what it is that you want to achieve. And knowing that this goal and why you're doing this is one of the first steps in showing up for yourself. Next, I think it's really getting to a place that you can start to identify any of the barriers that are going to be in place here. Think about what is holding you back from showing up for yourself. When we embark on any new journey, we as humans think about all the positive things and how our journey is going to be great and it's going to be so positive and this is going to be the time that we're going to do it. And oftentimes we don't think about what are some obstacles that can come up along the way, what are some barriers that are going to come up along the way, what are some challenges that will present itself. And it's important to get to the root of that in order to kind of get ahead of yourself so that you can anticipate what it is that may hinder you. And this could be your thoughts, like any limiting beliefs you have. It could be some fears that you have. It could be some habits that are things that you immediately revert back to when things feel really hard or when you're in a place that you don't feel very strong emotionally. It could also be your environment, like looking to see what is in your environment that's going to prevent you or that's going to complicate things in order for you to achieve the thing that you want. And once you're able to do that, once you're able to identify what some of these things are, then it's going to be important to kind of know that this is going to be part of the journey and that these things are going to come up and that you know what to do. You've done this barrier before. I'm sure that negative self-talk isn't anything new. You know that in times when you're at risk for feeling really uncomfortable, you are going to have these things that are going to tell you like, don't do it. It's easier to be comfortable. Your brain's always going to be there. And know that that's a normal part of it, because then you can start to figure out strategies to combat that. So if you're somebody who is in this space of like, I can't do it, well, then obviously, like then getting to this place, whether you believe it or not, of saying, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. Well, it starts to challenge those beliefs a little bit more. And it can really start to kind of open up a little bit more the way that you're thinking. And so for you, identifying what are some of the barriers that could potentially be in the way that could complicate things for you when you are really having a hard time or think about showing up for yourself. Setting an intention for each day is also something that I would say. What are you going to do? It doesn't even have to be daily. I think it's important to be intentional with what it is you're trying to achieve. Start like either each month or each week or each day with how you want to show up for yourself. I think if you don't, for me anyway, if I don't set an intention for myself, then I'm probably not going to do anything for myself. And for you, looking and trying to see what that looks like for you, what action can you take either this today, this week, this month, this year, what can you do to prioritize your well-being and honor the goals that you have? And once you kind of figure out what the bigger goal is, then you can start to break it down into weekly goals, daily goals, with what it is, with how you're going to show up. Because where you are today, right? Like on your journey, you are doing habits every single day to get there. And so if you want something more for yourself or you have a goal that you want to achieve, then you may have to go a little bit further with the habits that you're doing today in order to do that. And how you're going to be able to follow through with that is if you set an intention. And so today, what does that look like for you? People always say like prioritize your time on your calendar. And I have yet to do that, but I believe it probably works. But how do you today decide that you're going to do something for yourself? And then how do you follow through with that? And what can you do to make sure that you do prioritize your well-being and that you're doing something that's keeping you in line with your goals? And that could be something like every day you write down what your intention is. And then at the end of the day, you look back on it. Maybe it's just that on your way into work, you set an intention and that's the one thing that you're going to do today. And it's not to be like a big to-do list. It's just to be, what is your intention? What is there one thing that you can do today to prioritize yourself? It doesn't have to be anything big. It can just be something that may seem very small to you. It might just be to choose to think differently today or to have a different mindset about something. Whatever that looks like for you, setting the intention is going to get you closer to achieving the goal than not having any intention at all. Other things that may be really intentional about really showing up for yourself is establishing boundaries. Boundaries in relationships, boundaries with your time, boundaries with the energy that you're giving off to others or your emotional well-being, and saying no to things that don't serve you or that don't allow you to stay true to yourself. So what are the things in your life right now that are taking away your joy, that are taking you away from your goal, that are making it harder for you to follow through with yourself? Is it social media like it is for me? Is it watching too much TV? Is it that you're stuck in your head and you are just so overwhelmed that you are having like crippling anxiety? What is it? And what can you do to make it easier for yourself? What can you do to get your time back? What are some of those things that you need to say no to preserve your time, your energy, and your emotional mindset? So really trying to tap into the things that don't serve you, that don't allow you to stay true to yourself, and that don't allow you to prioritize yourself. Next would be prioritizing something to nourish you. So making sure that in your schedule, whether it's weekly or monthly, you plan something that you enjoy doing that brings you joy, an activity that nourishes you. You know, we've all been in this place where with the whole quote of like, you can't fill from an empty cup, where we've all had empty cups. And what is it that you can do that reminds you of what it is that rejuvenates you and brings you joy and that you enjoy doing? Is it going outside? Is it hanging with your friends? Just remembering that and being deliberate that you are deserving of that will also help you start to prioritize wanting to feel that way more. So then hopefully also prioritizing your time to have that and knowing that you are worthy of that. Like anything, I think taking action is probably one of the bigger things that you can do, that taking small, consistent steps, even when you don't feel like it, is going to be something that reinforces and provides resilience, that you can actually do the thing that you didn't want to do. And so by showing up for yourself, no matter how big, no matter how small, that you can do it. It allows you to become motivated, to be able to rely on yourself, to know that you can follow through, not just to others, but that you can actually follow through on yourself. How great is that? And how wonderful does that feel? And knowing that it doesn't have to be a big step, that it can be really teeny tiny, but just the action of doing that small step and staying consistent with it over time can help you achieve the bigger goal that is important to you and celebrating that along the way. So looking back after you've done something that was really hard or that you didn't feel like doing and acknowledging that progress, acknowledging that you did it even when you didn't feel like it and celebrating that achievement, no matter how small it was or how big it was. Because recognizing that progress and that you did something when you didn't want to helps boost your confidence. It helps create resilience and it helps motivate you. I think we all wait for this idea of like showing up for yourself. We wait and we want to feel a certain way before we do it, or we wait for motivation to make us feel that way. But nothing is going to be reliable unless we just kind of start getting going and start being intentional. We can't wait to show up for ourselves because it's going to be like 10 years and we're going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I still haven't shown up for myself. We're always going to be able to make up an excuse. It's always going to be something that, there's always going to be something that gets in the way of showing up for ourselves. And so what are the things that we can do today to celebrate the things that you do in the moment that remind you that you can do this and that helps get you to a place that you become more confident in your own ability to show up for yourself? Being patient and being kind and persisting are all really important. That knowing that showing up for yourself is a skill. It's not something that you just learn. There's probably areas in your life that you've learned to show up for yourself, and over time it's become much easier to do. But there's other areas perhaps in your life where it's much harder. And so knowing that this journey takes patience with yourself and that you can still stay committed to your growth even when it feels like it's challenging, because hopefully you'll continue to practice it over and over again. And then the more you practice showing up for yourself, committing to yourself, the more likely you'll be to develop the skills that you're able to do it a little bit more consistently. Maybe it'll even feel a little bit easier, but hopefully it'll feel more authentic to who it is that you are trying to become. And then I think one of the more important things here is that there's going to be days when you're going to feel like maybe you made a mistake and maybe you don't want to continue forward because it just feels really hard. But just keep going, because showing up for yourself is something that you need to do all the time. You're probably going to have to do it in little ways all throughout the day that you are probably already doing and you don't even know that you're doing. And so remembering that it's a daily practice that takes time to develop the skill, and that consistency is really what's going to help. So even when you don't feel like showing up, even when it feels challenging, if you're able to keep going and showing up for yourself, then you're going to be able to build that resilience, create that consistency, and then ultimately achieve the goals that you desire. So today, I want you to start thinking about how you show up for yourself and how do you create some kind of awareness and commitment in a time when you, especially during hard times when you don't feel like showing up for yourself. And so some questions I was thinking that maybe we can all reflect on is like, how do you typically respond to challenges or setbacks? Do you feel bad about yourself? Do you feel embarrassed? Do you give up? Does it make you try harder? This is important to know because it's going to be challenging, this journey. And so it's important to understand how you show up or that you don't show up for yourself so you can start to anticipate some of the obstacles that are getting in your way, some of the barriers that can come up, so that the next time you feel this way or that you're in this situation, you feel like it's a little bit easier to navigate, or you might be a little bit more able to anticipate some of the things or the thoughts or the environment or the negative self-beliefs that are going to show its head. Also starting to think about, how do you typically talk to yourself when you encounter difficulties? Do you beat yourself up or do you let yourself off the hook? And then this is really important too, because it's kind of tapping into some of the things that I think we try to silence by doing multiple things at a time, this voice in our head that's telling us we can't do something or letting us off the hook. And trying to really figure out, like, what are some fears or some limiting beliefs that might be holding you back from really achieving the goals that you're trying to achieve. And so, what does showing up look like for you? What does that look like for you? Does it look like being kind to yourself even when you feel like everything is hard? Is it about forgiving yourself and knowing that it's not always going to be perfect and that you can keep trying as many times as you need to? Is it about learning how to talk to yourself kindly and trying to let that negative self-talk go, even though the kindness probably feels like it's something really, really hard for you? And so really trying to figure these questions out, like how you show up for yourself, can help you gain insight into your desires, your areas for growth, and some barriers or some thoughts that could get in the way to hinder you. And by taking this time to reflect on some of those things that maybe are holding you back and making it harder for you to take that time for yourself, hopefully that will you can start to identify how you can better support yourself and cultivate a deeper sense of self-commitment and resilience and self-awareness. I think that it's important for us to know that this is a journey, that showing up for yourself is something that is a skill and that it's a choice that you make over and over again. And sometimes it's a choice that may feel really hard to do, but that you need to do that thing to be consistent with the goal that you are trying to achieve. And it's not always going to feel like an easy thing to do, but that it is a choice, and to be honest with yourself about that choice. And also knowing that you're not always going to feel like doing that thing. It's going to feel hard some days, especially if you're having a day where you feel very emotionally drained or that your emotional self is really taking a toll on everything else. So, knowing that that's kind of part of the journey and that that's normal and not beating yourself up for feeling that way in the first place. So, in conclusion, knowing that showing up for yourself when you don't want to is really an act of self-love and resilience that requires you to be committed and courageous and willing to face the discomfort that many of us are trying to avoid. And knowing that that action of moving forward and being committed to yourself and what you really want to achieve is intentional and that it's a choice. But that once you start to figure out what is getting in the way, you can really start to unlock what your potential is and start to make meaningful progress in what it is that you're trying to do and what you're trying to accomplish. And the next time you feel like you're in a place like I was last weekend where I wanted to zone out and just feel comfortable. And I didn't want to feel uncomfortable. If you find yourself in that place, remember that, like, there is this transformation that occurs when you show up for yourself and that you take that step forward and you look back and you think, gosh, I didn't want to do it, but I did it. And there isn't a reinforcement of what your journey looks like and that you can do it. And if you can continue to do that for yourself, no matter how small it is, you're going to be so impressed with yourself and amazed at all of the things that you are able to achieve. And when you look back at your journey, you're going to be so surprised at how you were able to prioritize your own well-being and your own growth and some of the things that you were able to give up to achieve the goal that you wanted to do. So, my last thought to you is that, again, this is practice and it's progress over perfection. And it's just taking a step forward every day, even when you don't feel like doing it, and recognizing that you are deserving of any time that you put into yourself and the effort that you put into yourself and the dedication that it requires to pursue the dreams that you are trying to pursue. And that showing up for yourself, even when you don't feel like it, is going to be necessary. It's going to make you stronger, and it's going to allow you to continue to keep showing up for yourself and meeting the goals and motivating yourself and getting to where you need to be. But that it's an intentional action, and that it requires you to do something to be intentional daily in order to achieve those goals. So I hope that you guys kind of reflect on this over the weekend about how you can show up for yourself and identify some of the things that are important to you and some of the things that can present itself as barriers to you and how you would combat them, and then really practicing being patient with yourself and kind to yourself in spite of all of the other things that your brain is telling you, and just to keep going and knowing that this whole practice of change is a daily practice, and all you can do is just keep showing up, and that's enough sometimes. So have a great weekend, and thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you found value in this podcast, please rate, review, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Together, we can take tiny, imperfect steps towards creating the whole health we desire and deserve. Don't forget to grab your freebie. You can find the link in your show notes or over at trisharD.com. I'll see you back here next week. We'll be right back.